Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Donna's in Oceanside. What's up, Donna?
Hi, Evan. I'm a longtime fan listener. Craig Carton, retired school teacher. Craig Carton actually came to my class on Read Across America Day and read a Dr. Seuss story.
Wow.
Oh, yes.
Which one? Do you remember
and
which one?
Cat in the Hat. He took a couple of them.
Oh, nice. Wow.
Green Eggs and Ham. And hello, Tiki, this is a Mets-Giants house, not Mets-Jets.
Love it.
Okay, so.
That's like Loogie.
Yeah, we're here. My husband and I are married 40 years this September, so we decided to go on a cruise September 29th to October 6th because the Mets sucked in May. I said, let's go.
Right.
But Tommy Lou Gowers tweets every single day, don't make vacation plans in October. The Mets will be playing baseball. And I read this every day, and I'm like, what am I going to do? And my family is like, you're not missing this series. I said, they break my heart every single year. I'm just going. I break my heart every year. On the cruise, I got to see an ESPN sports bar game one of the Monday doubleheader, and they didn't break my heart. It was amazing.
Wow.
My heart is pumping. I'm so nervous for tonight. I'm ready to clinch. I love you guys.
Wow.
I don't know what to do with myself.
Well, Donna, congratulations on pulling this off. You went on the vacation, so you ignore Tommy.
And didn't miss anything.
You didn't miss anything, and now you're back in time for the continuation of the run.
Right.
I'm kind of
like...
You
got the best of both worlds.
She got the best of both worlds, but she says, so I'm reading Tommy's tweets. Don't make vacation plans. Which you've been doing since what, June? Is that how long this has been going on?
It's been going on since
Tommy
June.
Made a small but critical error.
What was the error?
Don't make plans for mid-October.
Oh, he wasn't confident enough.
Yeah.
Or smart enough.
He just figured it would
be a couple
of
days. I just thought October.
He also didn't include early November if he was being real positive.
Well, that's getting nuts now. And that could be the case. But it worked out for Donna. She got to go on her cruise vacation. She got to see the Mets win games. And now she's back.
Yeah.
And maybe she'll have a chance to go to League Championship Series games if the Mets can seal the job tonight or Friday.
Right.
Brandon's in Middleton. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, you guys. Love the show.
Thank you, man.
Appreciate it.
Hey, so I just had some beef with Sean and something he said yesterday about the Mets.
Yeah, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he pretty much was saying the Mets are done and they aren't going to win another game in the series. Mm-hmm. And I was just wondering why he would say that.
Because he's a troll?
Yeah, he's a troll.
Oh, Evan, you agreed with me.
I didn't agree with you.
You understood where I was coming from.
Well, don't turn this on me. Brandon's asking you a question, a very good question. Why did you come on the radio yesterday and say, hey, I think the Mets have won their final game? That's what you said.
Because something about the way they lost game two felt different than the rest of the Met run and everybody's reaction.
Mm.
Shockingly, like most of our sports opinions and my sports opinion, I was wrong.
That's okay. I appreciate you taking the L. I took a lot of L's yesterday during the Robert Saleh coaching firing discussion. So I will ask you a new question here just a couple of hours before first pitch of game four. Do you think the New York Mets win today and close out the Philadelphia Phillies?
I'm with you. I think they lose today on an Edwin Diaz blown save.
Shut up.
I think they win game five Friday.
Oh, God. If they lose this game on an Edwin Diaz blown save, living through that for the next how many hours, 36 hours, is going to be a living hell.
Yeah, and we have to live through it with you. So I'm not rooting for it because I don't want to live through
that.
He wants
to be wrong. That's what it is. Just like with his picks.
Just my gut tells me.
His picks this past weekend.
I was 3-0 this past
weekend. I know, but you want it to go the other way.
Oh, right. Good point.
Yeah. Well, I certainly hope you're wrong. Because there are ways you can lose a game, and then there are ways you can lose a game. And losing a game like that would be very, that would be.
City Field partying, holding hands, swaying back and forth, and then boom.
Oh, my God.
Diaz lit up.
Oh, God. Like, as I'm walking in.
Oh, perfect.
I made it just in time. The Mets are about to celebrate. And Kyle Schwarber hits one 10,000 feet.
Grimace costume strolling across the concourse.
You know what's weird, though, Sean? Like, If that happened, if that negative scenario you described happened, and it's not that crazy only because the Mets have lost two games in the postseason, they blew both games.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be honest. They had a lead in the eighth inning in both games that they lost. Granted, they were on the road. I almost get the vibe from a lot of Met fans that they would still be confident.
They should be.
Yeah. Hey, here's the thing about Philadelphia. So it is a very loud place. It's a very electric place. But do you know that the Philadelphia Phillies in their last, let me count it up, five home games, I think are 1-4?
Wow.
Think about that for a second.
So they haven't had home field advantage?
I apologize. I think it's 1-3 because remember, they lost games 6 and 7 of the NLCS.
Oh, you're talking about the postseason. You're talking about the postseason.
Yeah, forget the regular season because I think a game in September is very, very different. I'm talking about the electricity of the bank, as everyone loves to call it, where you fear your life when you walk in and Philly fans like think that's a cool
thing.
Yeah,
the fans might, but the players,
right.
It's a different story.
Right. They've lost 3 out of their last 4 home games, so it's not as if you can't win there. To me, the concern wouldn't be they can't win in Philadelphia. I think the concern is Zach Wheeler. He's a great pitcher. He's one of the best pitchers in baseball.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.